Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. You know, folks, one of the things I love to do is bring you people who can tell us a great American entrepreneurial story. And Ed Bassler has got that. He's here. He's a small business owner just like you and me, only His business is growing, doing great and growing like crazy. He's got a family-owned business story to tell us, an entrepreneurial story. He's written a book called Business Survival. It's a handbook for non-MBAs and college dropouts. And we've asked Ed to join us so he can tell us his story and how he's grown his business to be so successful. Ed Bassler, welcome to the show.
Well, good morning. Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Good to have you here. So your father is your hero. He's the guy who started your business way back, right? What year did he found the business?
1939.
Wow. That was a tough year, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. And he went in there and just...
How old was he when he did that?
Well, I think in his late 20s.
Yeah. That took a lot of guts.
It sure did, yes. He actually was in the printing business, and through his sister, found an opportunity in the machining business, and he jumped at it. And he was one of these guys who was just mechanically minded,
mm-hmm.
and just would... be able to figure things out, where someone like myself, I gotta be taught.
But EJ,
he could figure it out.
EJ, is that what you called him?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So EJ started the business 1939, and folks, a lot of people don't realize that the depression was still raging in as late as 1939, and in fact it had gotten better and went worse. And so I remember my dad talking about that period of time. He said, Jim, there was no money. He said, never mind, you know, he said there was just no money around. Nobody had any money. So to be able to pull off an entrepreneurial project like this in 39 to find enough customers to raise enough capital, that was a pretty amazing job that he did there.
Yes, it was. Back in those days, you didn't have a lot of capital, so you started off small and made do and didn't spend a lot of money. You watched your expenses. And you worked
harder than you ever thought you would before, right?
That's exactly right.
What was the key to his success, do you think?
Well, the key to his success, I believe, is that, you know, with a lot of people from his era, I mean, they were not afraid to work. I mean, they put their nose to the grindstone. And they showed up every day, and they didn't
whine either, did they?
No whining back in those days.
Yeah,
you know,
that's exactly the way I remember my dad. So then you took the business over. Your dad lived a long life, and died probably 10 or so years ago. And you took the business over from him, right?
He died actually in 91.
Okay,
and he got Lou Gehrig's disease, and
mm-hmm.
But he worked to the day he died. He worked on a Friday and died on a Saturday. I mean, just to the very end.
Yep.
And then I had been in the business for quite a while, and also have two younger brothers in the business with me.
Right.
But I took over as CEO in 91.
Mm-hmm. What do you think has been the key to your success? Now, your dad gave you a good platform to start from, right?
He gave us a real good platform.
And so from that platform, you've been able to grow the business significantly, haven't you?
Yeah, we quadrupled the business. You know, I think, you know, he was kind of old school in just in the fact that he would only pay cash.
Yeah.
You know, if he didn't, you know, he didn't believe in going to the banks or buying something that he couldn't pay cash for,
right.
You know. And so, you know, the equipment was getting old, and you know, we were a little bit behind the times with getting the newer stuff out there.
Competition was moving faster in these these days than they were back in the 30s and 40s.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. He actually was in a golden age of machining after, you know, World War II and everything, and things.
Those guys weren't old school. They invented old school.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Yeah. So your success has come from taking a great foundation, a great brand, a great machinery business brand, and building on it, bringing it into the end of the 20th and the beginning of the 21st century.
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's correct.
So how many employees do you have today?
We have 120.
Wow. How many was the most he ever employed?
40.
Wow. What would he think today if he were looking at you guys?
Well, I think if he came through our plant, it would blow his mind.
First thing he'd say is he'd say, Ed, how much you owe on this stuff?
That's exactly right.
Isn't that right?
Yeah, I wouldn't show him the book.
That's funny. So, okay, and well, congratulations. Your business is not only has been growing, you've found a formula to help it continue to grow, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
What do you think? What's the most important part of that formula?
Well, I would say...
what's the key to your success?
I think it's manifold. I think there's a number of things that have made us successful. But one that I mentioned in the book was just I started networking with other people in my industry.
Yeah.
And getting into other people's...
You got outside your own four walls, didn't you?
Yeah, I got outside and started looking at... I joined our machining association.
Thank you.
And just got into other people's shops, got to meet other
mm-hmm.
people, got to hang out with visionaries.
You weren't xenophobic. You didn't worry about, you know, what other people were going to think. Folks, how many times have you heard me say this? This man is quadrupling his business, and the first thing he said was the key to success is he went and talked to other people in the business outside of his four walls and joined the industry trade group. How many times have you heard me say that to you? And Ed Batchelor has just confirmed it. He and I will be right back. We're going to get into the nuts and bolts of what he talks about in his book, the things he's learned has helped him to be successful. What a great American success story. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.